Buddhism so far of the five hindrances. We've talked about sensual desire, we talked about ill will, and we talked about dullness and drowsiness. Okay, then the fourth one is restlessness and regret. Okay, restlessness, we know very well, don't we? Sometimes our body is restless, sometimes our mind is restless. I remember years ago when I did my Vajrasattva retreat, it was so hard to sit still and I had so much pain in my legs. And I finally realized it was due to the restless energy. It wasn't really due to my legs hurting, it was due to just so much restless energy. Yeah. And so there, you know, when you have a lot of physical restless energy, it's good to do some exercise and qigong and yoga and tai chi and these kinds of things. And sometimes just gentle breathing meditation can calm your physical restlessness as well as your mental restlessness. Okay. And then there's regret, which is the second part of this fourth hindrance. And regret here means that you're worried that you should have done something you didn't do, or that you did do something you shouldn't have done. Okay? So it's this kind of uneasiness in your gut, like, oh, I should have done that, or I shouldn't have done that. And then it also often brings a lot of confusion. What should I have done? And like this. And that can keep us going for a long time, can't it? Yeah. And so there, I think what's very important is, and what I found in my practice really essential, is to discern what is my responsibility and what is somebody else's responsibility. Because I think a lot of this thing about regret is being confused about that. And I think most of us, what we do is we take responsibility for things that aren't our responsibility, and we don't take responsibility for things that are our responsibility, you know? So we take responsibility for other people's emotions when we had no intention to cause those emotions, you know, but we think we have to fix them, or we think that we're bad, or we worry about, you know, how other people react even though we can't control it. And here I'm talking about if we spoke in a, or acted in a good way with a clear conscience, okay? So our motivation was clear, but we're still, you know, kind of taking responsibility for their reaction. But then other times, when our motivation is unclear and our motivation is rotten and selfish, we don't take any responsibility for it, you know? And other people are miserable and unhappy, and we just say, well, tough luck, you know, that's their problem, okay? And dismiss it. So both of these attitudes have a lot to do with this thing of regret, okay? So I think in any situation to really sit down and say, okay, what was my motivation? And to be as truthful as we can. Sometimes our awareness of our motivation is not very clear, and it takes years for it to become clear, but we do the best we can, you know. And then based on what our motivation was, we either take responsibility or don't take responsibility. You know, if we acted with a clear conscience and a good motivation, then there's nothing to worry about. We can't control other people's actions. But if we acted, you know, in a deceptive, deceitful, or pretentious way, then we should definitely regret that, and not just sit around and regret it with guilt, but do purification practice. Because if we do purification, then that cleanses that mental tightness as well as the karmic seed, and then we learn from the experience and we can go on. Okay? So, yeah.
It sounds like there's two meanings to the word regret.
Yes.
In
Yeah. Yeah, there are two meanings for the word regret. Actually, there's multiple meanings. And it's when you look at the mental factors, regret is one of the changeable ones, or variable ones. Because while regretting our negative actions is definitely good, sometimes we regret our virtuous actions. And that's not very useful for Dharma practice to regret our virtuous actions. We get very tangled up. You know, like you go and do retreat, but then you come home and a family member is unhappy. So then you say, oh, I'm so selfish for going on retreat. I'm so bad. What am I doing this, you know, for? And you regret going on retreat, which you did with a good motivation and at your retreat where you created virtue. But then you start getting filled with all these wrong kind of regrets. Okay. Whereas when we're angry and we tell that same relative off, we don't have any regret. And we should regret that. Okay? Yeah. And then sometimes there are things that we didn't do that we feel like we should have done, and we regret those, and we get tangled up there too. Because sometimes, you know, it's a situation of, well, sometimes we didn't do that thing for a selfish reason. Other times we didn't do that thing because we felt it was best not to do it. You know, or sometimes because we didn't even know about it. Yeah.